Since I've been living in New England, I've begun to make some studies of things, and I lived in Massachusetts last year, and I lived in a house which was 200 years old. My wife was pregnant, and of course we faced that pregnancy with great trepidation, and I used to wake up at night with nightmares, and I would take a walk, and this house, which is 200 years old, has a kind of organization to it, and the structure was such that everybody was supposed to sleep on the second floor, because the first floor had a lot of fireplaces on it, on the first floor, and there was only one really solid bedroom, which is very small and compact, and was for the infirm and the newborn. And the man who owned this house, who was a banker, had tried to restore it in what he thought to be its original design. And in the process, he had plugged up this doorway to this room and made it a closet because they didn't have enough space. And as a matter of fact, had ruined the entire kind of rationale for the house. And I found this out. And it's affected me deeply because my wife is going to have a baby. And this section is called the Borning Room. I stand in moonlight in our Borning Room, now a room of closets changed by the owners. Once only the old and newborn slept on this first floor, this boarded door closed now to the hearth of our wood burning. I look over the large bed at the shape of my woman. There is no image for her, no place for the spring child. Her cornered-shaped dreams, a green-robed daughter, warmed in a bent room, close to fireplace oven, warmed by an apple tree. The old tried to make it new, the new old. We will not die here.